Are you ready to create a life of balance, abundance, and joy? To live from a place of right intention and right alignment in all that you do? Then tune in right now to Living on Purpose with your host, Carolyn Romano. Living on Purpose is about standing in the center of your life so that no matter what's happening around you, you can respond from a place of peace and strength. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways you're meant to serve and grow while staying open to experiencing life fully. Living on Purpose is a time for us to come together to remember our divine selves while we learn and wonder about, weigh and consider, and unpack and repack the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life.
Welcome to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. I'm Carolyn Romano, your host, and I'm delighted to be here with you tonight. You are listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network live broadcast at AM 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston. To learn more and for a full station schedule that includes our affiliate showtimes, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Listeners, our topic tonight is Storyteller, Reaching for New Experience. I wanted to remind you all that this show is also aired on dreamvision7radio.com at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mondays and Tuesdays, as well as on other affiliates. And past shows are downloadable at the Dream Vision 7 archive and on iTunes, so lots of ways to listen. I wanted to remind you to please like my Facebook page. It's called Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bliss Healing is the handle, and you can contact me via my website, blisshealingarts.com. The Dream Vision 7 Network has over 1 million listeners in more than 125 countries. We have new radio show hosts joining all the time, lots of great shows, so please check them all out. Our last show was called Vision Quest, Becoming Willing to See Truth. During that show, we examined the concept of truth, especially as it relates to the overwhelming importance of accessing our own truth. We looked at the role of solitude in the pursuit of one's truth, too, and how important it is to listen below the noise. We spent some time on what truth in relationship looks like, and if we're really on a path of becoming willing to see truth, then we have to work hard not just to shine that truth light on other people, and really to what extent is that our responsibility anyway, but we have to be willing to shine that light back on ourselves. And then finally, we took a little tour into the emotional roots of disease. And part of becoming willing to see truth is to really understand the powerful mind-body connections that exist, which can help us to see how we are in the world, the thoughts we think, the feelings we have vibrational roots or contribute to physical imbalances in our body and can, in some cases, result in disease. So that last piece, emotional roots of disease, is related to where we're headed on tonight's talk about storyteller reaching for new experience. So first off, who were the storytellers? Well, basically, they were people in a tribal culture who were responsible for observing, recording, witnessing, learning, being the keepers of the stories, who then would teach and advise based on all of this knowledge they had about collective experiences. So they would kind of be a bridge from one generation to the next. They would teach the children, making sure that important cultural information and traditions were not lost, and they would also travel from tribe to tribe or nation to nation, sharing about what was going on across the landscape. So I'm kind of struck by those ideas of kind of bridging information from generation to generation and allowing experiences to inform new experiences that inform new experiences after that. I really like that idea of reaching for new experience. What does that make you think about? And I'm kind of curious to know if you are one of those people who can reach for new experience, and can you? I have some great examples in my own life, some of which I've shared on prior shows, where I have done just that. I have been able to reach for new experiences, but I think I have just as many examples of where I've been really too afraid to reach, where I felt kind of stuck or unable to move forward. You know, that idea of wanting things to change or being willing for things to change as long as everything remains exactly the same. Or, you know, not being able to reach because I needed to know the end at the beginning. And really, what's the point of that? Or at least if there is a point, you know, if you know the outcome of something, it really takes so much away from the experience at hand. You know, if you know how it's going to end, you really hold it in a different way, or you don't really get to experience all the what uncertainty can do for you. So other times, though, I've been able to reach for new experience after new experience after new experience without ever letting go of any of the experiences or past experiences or things that I was still experiencing that no longer were serving me, but that might serve someone else. And that really jams me up and tires me out and leaves me even feeling disconnected from my identity. I become too cluttered by all these experiences and haven't stopped long enough to prioritize to say, okay, which experiences really are part of the, you know, most authentic expression of who I really am. I feel like I'm a little bit in that space right now. I have so many competing interests and experiences that I'm feeling kind of jammed up. But bottom line, when you're reaching for new experience, there's an expansion and a growth that occurs. And so, you know, I think a lot of us already know where our growth edge is, what things make us feel excited or uncomfortable or willing to reach for new experiences. Like, we have that understanding about ourselves. And yet, even knowing that, we're unable to actually do the reaching, you know, or we'll start to reach, but then we, you know, recoil, or we'll reach and have an experience, and then we'll totally undo it because maybe we can't deal with the discomfort we feel or the uncertainty, the fear, or that letting go of the known for the unknown. So I was thinking as I was preparing for the show tonight to look at how to reach for new experience from maybe an energetic point of view, to see where the blocks might be energetically for us, how these blocks sometimes affect our health, or how issues we have with our health can inform us around, you know, where we might be blocked emotionally. And then what are some ideas that we have or that I can suggest for moving past them? So we'll be looking at some of this through our chakra system. They're also called energy centers or emotional centers, wheels of light, wheels of vibration. If you do a quick Google images search, you can get lots and lots of nice pictures of what the chakras look like superimposed on a body, what their locations are, their colors. There are 7 primary ones, starting with the root chakra, your first chakra at the perineum, at the base of the spine, all the way up to the crown, your 7th chakra. And as I mentioned, each chakra has its own color, it has its own sound, and they also have emotions and organ systems that are related to them. So that's kind of a thumbnail intro to your chakras. And we won't be going through all of them, but just the ones that seem to want to contribute to our conversation tonight around reaching for new experience. So the first thing that we'll need to deal with to be able to reach for new experience is the health and well-being of our first chakra, or our first emotional center. And the first chakra is related primarily to issues of security and feeling that you have the support you need. So basically, I think this chakra shows up tonight for us because how can you reach for new experience or new learnings if you're not feeling secure? In the consulting work that I do on the impact of trauma on children's learning, one of the first things that I make sure teachers understand is that children need to be in what we call a secure state of readiness for learning to happen. Basically, that means they have to feel safe. If a child doesn't feel safe, then it's actually a brain thing. The part of your brain that you need to be able to access for learning, you can't access if you're in that like fight or flight, stressed out mode because you're feeling unsafe. So that issue of security really shouldn't be taken lightly. If we're not feeling secure, there ain't much learning that's going to be going on. So how do we reach for new experience in the face of that? How do we think about changing? I think I brought this up in the last show, that great quote by Carolyn Mace, where she talks about change being able to occur in an instant, but it's the resistance to change that can take a lifetime. Well, if we're in that space of energetically not feeling supported or feeling weak in certain chakras, including, you know, the first chakra, then we are going to be resistant to change. You know, it's too frightening for us to add one more thing into the mix that's going to add to the uncertainty or lack of security that we're feeling. So how do you get the first chakra to be on track so that you can feel healthy and whole, at least in that area? Well, it comes down to really balance and balancing the needs of the self with the needs of the group and being able to recognize how many of our needs get met when we're able to be in relationship or be connected to group experience. So the answer really balance. That's a simple answer, but it doesn't mean it's easy, right? And there are a lot of things that we know we need to do. Oh, it sounds so simple, but it never is easy. So again, it's this idea of balancing the need for relationship with the need for time to care for the self. This will come up again when we look at the third chakra. And when you think of security also has that financial piece. Do I have enough resources to take care of myself, to pay my bills and do all those things? But even with financial resources in place, it's really hard to not sort of still need relationship or connection in some way. So you can have all the financial resources in the world, but it doesn't mean that you can still take care of all of your needs by yourself, right? You still have to connect with other people. So, you know, if you're not a plumber and your septic system backs up, there's no way you're going to be wanting to try to fix that by yourself. Or a gentler example would be, you know, you can afford to get a haircut, but you still need to see a stylist, right? So even saying, okay, well, I'm secure, I have the, you know, money that I need to live, doesn't mean that you can get away with not having the relationships that you need to survive. So this information is coming from a wonderful resource that I discovered just yesterday. It's a new book that's out, and it's by Louise Hay and Mona Lisa Schultz. It's called All Is Well, Heal Your Body with Medicine, Affirmations, and Intuition. And we'll be talking about, I think, the third chakra based on what Louise and Mona Lisa have to say as well. But really clear resource, lots of great information on organ systems, how they relate to the emotions that we're having, how to have healthy emotional centers, the role of medicine, the role of affirmation, the role of really taking care of yourself from that emotional perspective. Now, what they say, quote, when you are not getting what you need from relationships or activities on which you spend considerable time, your body and mind will start to tell you. Okay, that sounds right. That resonates. Well, what they say is that the early warning system is in your bones, your joints, your blood, your immune system, and your skin. So I was reading this today, and I was like, oh, boy, ouchie. Because for me, what came up was that I have chronic Lyme disease that likes to flare up at the most inopportune times. And I also have issues with swollen joints. And I had a long stretch where I was chronically anemic. So, okay, that's immune system issue, joint issue, blood issues. And what does that relate to? When you're not getting what you need from relationships or activities on which you spend considerable time. So here I am getting all these warnings. And I don't know if this is happening to you at all either, but, you know, take a look at it, that I really need to pay attention to. So What does this relate to? Well, it relates to really needing to build support, foundation, security, structure, connection with family, movement, and flexibility. You know, there's even some research that they talk about in the book that shows that social interaction plays a vital role in everyday regulation of our body systems. What they say is, if you isolate yourself, you remove the metabolic regulators that are present when you interact with a group. And your rhythms, your life, it seems, goes kind of kaflooey, which affects the health of your first emotional center. I find that to be fascinating. So we've got these metabolic regulators that if we're not in connection with other people, they don't work as well. So think about that. If you're working really hard, because you need to be more secure in different areas of your life, you're isolating yourself from other people as a result, that lack of social interaction can really have an impact on that sense of security that you're trying so hard to establish. Okay, so basically I think you can see how some of those things relate to reaching for new experience. If you're feeling any, early warnings in those areas, bones, joints, blood, immune system, and skin, then it could be, quite possibly, that you're not getting what you need from relationships or activities where you're spending a lot of your time. And if that's the case, maybe you really need to think about reaching for new experience, working on, your safety and security issues. So, of course, I always say that the first piece of this is the awareness, right? Being willing to look at it. Is this an issue for me? Oh, it is? Okay, well, how does that make me feel? Do I want to clear it? Do I want to move through it? Because it's not having the emotions that gets us into trouble once we're aware of them. It's getting stuck in the emotions, right? We need to be able to move through them. So we've got the awareness. We need to make the commitment to care for the self. And then we need to look at how we're spending our time. We need to look at our relationships. There's certainly a boundaries piece there that I think is pretty important. Then examine the thoughts and beliefs that you have. Are you, saying things to yourself like, I am unloved, I have no support, I am unsafe? You may not be consciously saying that, but are your behaviors reflecting a thought or belief system that you have where those things are true? And, of course, Louise Hay would say, let's introduce some affirmations into this so that we can start to create new thought patterns, such as, I am safe, life is good, all is well in my heart, I lovingly release the past. And, of course, what they do in this book and in other works of Louise's, she'll really make strong connections between different emotional issues, different physical issues, and she'll specify exactly what you need to really zero in on your affirmations. So it would be valuable to take a look at some of this work. You might also want to incorporate some EFT, emotional freedom techniques. That's the whole tapping protocol that you might have heard about, where you tap on different meridian points in your body where while you're saying different statements. Even though I have this issue with security, I fully and completely love and accept myself would be an example of one of those statements while you're tapping on different points in your body. And what you're doing with the tapping and the statements that you're saying is that you're resetting your energy system to be able to have a new, to be able to accept new patterns of thought. Okay, the other recommendations are to start low. Start small, be consistent. You want to build up your trust over time, right? This is a security thing, so maybe trust has become an issue. Trusting that other people can help you and be there for you, that you don't have to do it all by yourself. That can take time. So really build up that trust over time that you can balance your life and get the help that you need. There's also recommendation, which, of course, I will wholeheartedly endorse, that you develop a spiritual practice. We've got lots of prior shows on how to do that, but a good place to begin is stillness and really going within to listen. Some people like to call that meditation, but why don't we just call it stillness for now? I don't think anyone would resist that idea of, I get to be still now, but when you say, go meditate for half an hour, People kind of balk at that. But just, no, go, you know, be still for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Okay, so chakra one, your first emotional center, you need to shore that up. Use your body as an early warning system so that you can reach for new experiences because you're clearing up the issues in that chakra. And remember, the early warning system was related to your bones, your joints, your blood, your immune system, and your skin. And when you're not getting what you need from relationships or activities in which you spend considerable time, your body and mind will start to tell you through those systems and organs and parts of the body. Okay, so that's really, really, really important. So is getting your third chakra healthy. Now, your third chakra has to do with your sense of self. It's your life force chakra. It's your self-esteem chakra. And how you fulfill your responsibilities to others is also related to what goes on in that third emotional center. In terms of the organs that are covered by that emotional center, we're looking at the digestive system. We're looking at the adrenal glands, the pancreas, and then issues related to weight, either extreme weight gain or eating disorders, that sort of thing, and addictions. So those are very much related to your sense of self, self-esteem, that kind of thing. Now, what Louise Hay and Mona Lisa Schultz point out in this great new book is that health issues in these areas will fall into four different categories. So we'll review those categories quickly and then relate them back to reaching for new experience. So the first is those who define themselves by focusing completely on the needs of others. Okay, we got any of you listeners out there in that category. Second is those who bolster their sense of self by looking to career and material possessions. Any of you out there? The third group, those who give up all concept of self and turn to a higher power for support. And finally, those who avoid looking at themselves through feel-good distractions. So those four categories, you look at all of those health issues related to the digestive system, adrenal glands, pancreas, and addiction. So we are getting our break cue. When we come back, we'll continue with the third chakra exploration and how getting healthy in that area can help us reach for new experiences. So I'll talk to you in a few. Sean, please take us to break.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal: to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
If you're feeling the effects of chronic stress, chronic fatigue, or chronic illness in your life, it may be time to learn more about the key role that mind-body medicine can play in restoring and maintaining your health. Through individual or group sessions with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts, you can experience energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and self-care planning designed to enhance health and wellness. Mind-body medicine includes techniques such as Reiki, meditation, breathing practices, guided imagery, and mindfulness, which research increasingly shows support the body's natural ability to heal itself and restore balance. To get started, call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 Radio Live broadcast here at AM 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston. If you're just joining us, our topic tonight is Storyteller, Reaching for New Experience. Right before the break, we were talking about the third chakra, the third emotional center, which is related to our sense of self and self-esteem, how we fulfill responsibilities to others, and understanding that chakra so that we can support our ability to reach for new experiences. So I was talking about the four categories that health issues in the third chakra fall into, and it four categories of people. The first, those who define themselves by focusing completely on the needs of others, those who bolster their sense of self by looking to career and material possessions, those who give up all concept of self and turn to a higher power for support, and those who avoid looking at themselves through feel-good distractions. So if you kind of are an extreme in any of those categories, then there could be some imbalances in your third emotional center. And this information is coming to us from a wonderful book just published by Louise Hay and Mona Lisa Schultz called All Is Well, Heal Your Body with Medicine, Affirmations, and Intuition. So one of the remedies for helping to create a balanced third chakra is cultivating your self-esteem. Sure, that doesn't surprise you, and finding a balance. We've heard that word before. Between how much time you spend worrying about pleasing others and the time you spend nurturing yourself. So it's that balance between pleasing others and nurturing yourself. Is anyone stuck in a war around that now, or have you ever been? I know it's something that has really been an issue for me at different points in my life, actually, you know, different hours of the day, if I think about it. So think about that. Think about how, you know, where are you on the self-esteem scale? Where are you on life force? If you're super tired, it could be that, you know, you're having your third chakra energy kind of drained from you. Now, Louise and Mona Lisa in the book will attribute physical issues that result from third chakra imbalances to residing in the digestive tract, the liver, the gallbladder, and the kidneys. And they relate it to fear of new things and experiences. Reaching for new experiences, the topic of our show, makes this relevant to me. And also some anger, right? Liver, gallbladder, that's really often associated with anger. Kidneys, a lot with fear, digestion, things that, you know, what can't you digest? What are you holding on to? What are you afraid to look at, let go of, that kind of thing. Now, the pancreas is also part of this area. So any blood sugar issues, you want to be looking at how you handle responsibility and the burdens of life. Are you overwhelmed by responsibilities? Are you taking on too much? Do you think that you're the only one who can be responsible for things? Okay, so this mind-body connection thing is really important for us to start taking a serious look at because it, you know, our thoughts become things. As we know, our biography creates our biology. That's so much of what we're learning. And there's science that says that negative emotions irritate the lining of the stomach, for instance. I didn't know that, but it makes sense. While love and joy can calm it down. Okay, so what's going on in our minds and our hearts really affects what happens in the body. Emotional stress also increases inflammation. We talk about this every show, too. And the level of cortisol in the blood, which increases your insulin, which causes you to store more of what you eat as fat. Now, just a month or so ago, we had two shows on weight loss and storing too much fat and how that was related to different emotional issues. So really taking a look at the stress in your body as it relates to the weight on your body is key. So affirmations that get recommended in this third chakra area are, I love and approve of myself. All is well. I am at peace. Just say that over and over and over and over until you feel better, right? No, it's just one part of the solution. I love and approve of myself. All is well. I am at peace. And so really, if you think about it in terms of our topic tonight, like how can you reach for new experiences if you're already feeling the weight of too much responsibility? Or if you're more concerned with what others think about you than you do about taking care of yourself? Or if you're so willing to sacrifice your own needs that you will let your own life get out of control while you're helping other people live theirs? Now, these are ingrained patterns that sometimes, you know, affect us. They didn't get here overnight, and so they're not always that easy to move through. Of course, it starts with that willingness. And, you know, I'm not, if you think I'm pointing a finger at you, remember there are three fingers pointing back at me as we look at some of these issues. One that really strikes me with what I was just talking about a moment ago was that idea of sacrificing my own needs and letting my life get out of control while I'm helping other people with theirs. Or having this overwhelming feeling much of the time that I'm helping everybody else live their life and I haven't kind of gotten my life together. So I offer that up for your consideration. So some of the simple things that we can do to help get our third emotional center healthy and supported is simply doing something that you enjoy for its own sake, not because it needs to get done or it's advancing your career or it's, you know, something, yeah, you kind of want to read, but you also have to read. This is something that, you know, just for the pure enjoyment of it, you're going to partake. The next thing is figuring out ways to build up your true identity, who you truly are, your true self, your most authentic self, and then realizing that that has value. You know, I find this to be an interesting concept because we can see it for other people, right? We have no trouble saying, you know what, who you are is really important, and it has value, and you need to love yourself, and we can say all the right things to other people. But when asked to turn that same love and compassion and support and regard and esteem on ourselves, we often have a whole bunch of trouble saying, you know what? Who I am has value. What I have to offer the world, what my personal medicine is, my painted face, what that is, matters. And I have a responsibility to bring it out in the world. Like, we have trouble with that piece of it, yet we're able to see how important it is for other people. And this is true even for folks who, you know, are really working hard to live a spiritual life or be on a spiritual path, and they've read all sorts of metaphysical texts and, you know, books on self-improvement, and, you know, they can be great coaches and healers for other people, and yet still that ability to, you know, look inward or value the self isn't always there. So this is important for us to really hold that space for everyone to be able to do that. The next simple step is really getting to know who you are. Okay, so I called it simple, but I don't know that that's easy. That whole idea about who we really are. Who are you? There's this great exercise that I sometimes have people in workshops do, where you just sit across from each other and you ask, you know, who are you? I've experienced it in workshops too, and you just look at the other person and you say, who are you? And they answer, and you say, who are you? Again, and they answer again. And you say, who are you? Again, and they answer again. And each time their answer is a little bit different, or it starts to unfold in different ways. And sometimes people are stuck, or they're laughing, or they feel uncomfortable, and it's obvious, but you just keep peeling back the layers. Say, okay, like let's figure out who you really are at your core. Okay, and finally, that idea of balancing inner needs with outer responsibilities. Again, that balance word, right? Simple, but not necessarily easy. But we can do this, right? We can balance. We can stand in the center of the medicine wheel. So it doesn't mean that we can't handle the things that are thrown at us, but we can sort of deal with them from this place of strength. So again, some affirmations in that in the third chakra area, I am good enough. How's this? I don't have to overwork to prove my worth. I don't have to overwork to prove my worth. Oh boy, that's an ouchie for me. I don't have to overwork to prove my worth. Okay, so moving on slightly, we'll be moving next into another great resource that I want to share, and this is a book called Chakras in Shamanic Practice. It's by Susan J. Wright, and for whatever reason, we are being led to this book for information about the fifth chakra and also the sixth chakra, but given our time, I'm not sure we're going to be able to get to the sixth chakra, but I will tell you briefly that the fifth chakra is called by Susan the portal to your dreams. And basically, the fifth chakra is the energy center of self-expression, specifically the expression of the truth of your spirit as you journey through life. So we had our third chakra, which was kind of identifying our essence, our sense of self, and now our fifth chakra is where we get to express the truth of our spirit. Okay? And it's also the place where we then get to manifest our dreams or the truth of ourselves into ordinary reality. So it's already time for our second break. When we come back, we will put a few more things in place and then wrap it up. Sean, take us to break. I'll talk to you all in a few.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Since 2004, Old Dog Haven in Washington State has been providing loving, safe homes for senior dogs ages 8 and up who've been abandoned or are homeless at this time in their lives. Wonderful foster families take these old dogs into their homes, making their golden years happy years. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit olddoghaven.org. Old Dog Haven, providing hope, love, and comfort for senior dogs.
Since 2009, the Frank J. Romano Foundation has been working to honor the public service legacy of its namesake. The foundation's goals include promoting health and wellness, encouraging education and lifelong learning, and promoting volunteerism and social responsibility. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit fjrfoundation.org. The Frank J. Romano Foundation. Be well, do good, love life.
If you're feeling the effects of chronic stress, chronic fatigue, or chronic illness in your life, it may be time to learn more about the key role that mind-body medicine can play in restoring and maintaining your health. Through individual or group sessions with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts, you can experience energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and self-care planning designed to enhance health and wellness. Mind-body medicine includes techniques such as Reiki, meditation, breathing practices, guided imagery, and mindfulness, which research increasingly shows support the body's natural ability to heal itself and restore balance. To get started, call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double-click on greenlock.org. Do it quick.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Donna Schatz is a licensed acupuncturist located in the Porter Square, Cambridge area of Somerville. With over 25 years of experience, Donna combines massage, acupuncture, and Reiki in her work while focusing on each client's individual needs. Contact Donna at 617-776-3065 or visit www.donnaschatz.com. That's 617-776-3065 or donnaschatz.com.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal: to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at AM 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston. If you're just joining us, our topic tonight is Storyteller, Reaching for New Experience. Right before the break, we were delving into the fifth chakra, which is the portal to your dreams. We've been looking at the chakra system as a way to both support and block the ability to reach for new experiences. So we've been through the first chakra, the third chakra, and now we're looking at the fifth. If we have time, we'll get into the sixth and seventh a little bit. So this idea of the fifth chakra being the portal to your dreams, this energy center for self-expression, right? So if in the third chakra you figured out sort of who you are at your essence, well then in the fifth chakra you're able to really manifest that self-expression into ordinary reality. So it's a real shamanic perspective here. And one thing I actually learned tonight that gets put forward in this book by Susan Wright called Chakras in Shamanic Practice is this idea that the fifth chakra generates what is called ether, the pure energy of spirit that enables our dreams to manifest in ordinary reality. Really powerful concept, and would be another reason why we would want to make sure that emotional center, that chakra, is really, really healthy. So, moving on, I want to just mention a couple things about the sixth chakra. Also from Susan's book, she talks about the sixth chakra, of course, being your third eye, and gets into this really interesting thought that if we can view our own and other people's circumstances from that third eye, from that chakra, we are able to see with the light of compassion, non-judgment, and knowledge. And so is that a new experience all by itself, like being able to be in that space of compassion and non-judgment? Or are we compelled to tell people, you know what your problem is? You just need to da-da-da-da-da, and then you'll be fine. Or, you know, gossiping about people. Could you believe what happened to so-and-so or what she did and what he did? Instead, or can you reach for that experience of staying in compassion and not judgment? We don't know why people are going through the experience they're going through or what all the factors are that come into play. We just really don't. We're not them, and we need to trust that they're living the life they're meant to be living and on the path they're meant to be living, and when they're ready to change, they will change. And so she calls sixth chakra issues about integrity versus despair. And I find this to be a really compelling idea as well, and that getting into that space of, you know, integrity versus despair in your life creates this urgency to reach for new experiences. And she says that it happens, an issue that happens for people often between the ages of 40 and 45, although I have a sense that if you get stuck clearing up other chakra issues in prior years, and, you know, you could probably, you know, you could be another age and be in this space of real urgency to reach for new experience because you're questioning your life. You know, I'm 44 now, and I think about, okay, that still feels young, right? If you're older than 44, you're going to say, yes, Carolyn, 44 is young. At the same time, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to then be 45 and 46, and 46 is closer to 50 than it is to 40, and where's my life going, and am I feeling like I'm really living according to my integrity and, you know, having a life that really is the best possible expression of my soul. And I'm sure I'm not alone in this thought. And so what do we do with that? Well, she has a response to this as well, and I'm grateful to her that she does. And she says that the key to living in integrity rather than in this space of despair, like, uh-oh, what have I done with my life kind of thing, is simply helping each other. Again, simple answer, not always easy. Or maybe it is. Maybe it is easy to help each other. And part of helping each other is being able to respect the dreams and vitality of other people, as well as our own dreams and vitality. And if we can really achieve integrity at this level, knowing that it has to include connection with others, then that's how not only do we feel this wholeness of self rather than a fragmented self, but we also feel a one, that oneness that we're all, you know, striving for, whether we know it or not, right? Okay, that felt a little deep there. But moving on to the seventh emotional center, we have still have a few minutes here. And this brings us back to Louise and Mona Lisa's book. As I mentioned, it's called All Is Well, Heal Your Body with Medicine, Affirmations, and Intuition. It's a fabulous book. Now, what they are saying about the seventh emotional center is that problems that often begin in some of those other emotional centers, if they, you know, progress to their extremes, you can find them becoming an issue in your seventh chakra, which is at your crown. And so if you are trying to move toward health in your seventh chakra, this would involve really making a commitment to overcoming lifelong emotional patterns of their identifying hopelessness and despair. It's also about finding life's purpose and a spiritual connection at the same time. So we've got some stuff in the sixth chakra that we talked about, and third chakra around, you know, who you are, and then fifth chakra expressing who you are. And now it's like looking at your life purpose, but also figuring out that spiritual connection. Because our lives are not just something that we decide and carry out on our own. That's a big reminder that they put out in their book, that it's also something that can be spiritually driven, spiritually guided, spiritually supported. Remember my mantra, I am willing, help me trust. And so moving towards health in the seventh chakra really means that we need to figure out how to balance, you know, our personal goals, our personal life mission with a spiritual one. And where we, you know, get into that, you know, inability to do that or an unwillingness to let go of old hurts or resentments or patterns, that's when, you know, these issues become chronic. And we get, you know, caught up in a stagnation. So, affirmation that is offered, I am willing to change and to grow. I now create a safe new future, right? I am willing, help me trust. Okay, so, wrapping up, I just want you to be thinking about where you are in terms of reaching for new experiences, being willing to look at some of the issues you may have around security, around really getting a good sense of yourself and bolstering yourself, figuring out how to connect with others, how to balance your needs to take care of yourself with your need to be connected to other people. Really as a way to you know, manifest your dreams. And, you know, I have this idea of, you know, getting your life back or living the life you're meant to be living. All of those things can come from reaching for new experiences. Okay, so I offer that up for your consideration as we look to close out tonight's show. I wanted to remind you all that on May 2nd at 7:30, I am giving a lecture on mind-body medicine, which will be followed by a one-day retreat in early June. I think it's actually on June 1st. It's a Saturday, and that will be at the Theosophical Society in Arlington, Massachusetts. We also have our next shamanic journeying group in Maynard, Mass. On May 13th at 6:30. I am available for consultations over the phone or in person for energy work, chakra balancing, a lot of what we talked about tonight, or Native American sacred path card readings. Remember, too, that I accept prayer requests. I do a Native American sacred pipe ceremony every month where I pray for the people. So please send your prayer requests into me. You can contact me on my website, blisshealingarts.com. And we also will be looking at putting together a spiritual approach to wellness and weight loss group starting in June. So that's what I have for your consideration tonight. I thank you for listening. Any questions or comments, please contact me via the website, blisshealingarts.com, or call me at 508-481-2547. Our next show is in 2 weeks on Sunday, April 28th at 7 p.m., where our topic is Thunder Beings. Remember, tonight's show will air Monday and Tuesday at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. at dreamvision7radio.com. We also have a number of other rebroadcasts on different affiliates. So if you go to the dreamvision7radio.com website, you can find all the other showtimes when things are being aired. You can also download shows on iTunes or from the dreamvision7radio.com archive. I want to let you know, too, just quickly, that I'm going to be forming some additional mind-body groups. One starting in June in Massachusetts. And if you're looking for a speaker on any of the topics that you've heard tonight or on prior shows, please be in touch with me for those. You can contact me at the website, blisshealingarts.com. Sorry I'm giving all these promos tonight. I just wanted to give you guys an overview of what's going on. Wanted to let you know, too, that I have a number of Native American products through Pendleton that are available, Pendleton mugs and their legendary series, Native American blankets. They have some really cool stuff out now. So if you have any needs in that area, please be in touch with me as well. So that's about it. I will talk to you in a couple weeks. Until then, I wish you moments of grace descending. Take good care.
Thank you for tuning into Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Please join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. when we unpack and examine the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways we're meant to serve and grow, while staying open to experiencing life fully. It's about recognizing and becoming the fullest expressions of who we are. It's about envisioning the lives we're meant to be living, and then joyfully living from that end. Yes, Boston and beyond. Until next time, get your bliss on. For more info, visit blisshealingarts.com.